Yes, another edition of the Flip Side on this Friday, January the 4th. You got to admit something. The bump music, that particular piece, Silent Running by Red Ryder, is very apropos in the world in which we live today. Well, today was another one of those days that just makes you sit up and scratch your head. After Iowa last night and Wall Street today, president coming out and announcing... Well, let me not misquote the President of the United States. This economy of ours is on solid foundation, and we can't take economic growth for granted, President told reporters today. By the way, he was with Henry Paulson, who's alive and well and living in Washington, D.C. So I hope that puts to an end the stupid stories that have been put out by one Christopher Story about, well, Paulson getting shot in the chest and somebody finding a horse's head in the president's bed. First of all, the president hates horses. As I said, you can always judge a man by how he treats animals. You want to hear the really good news today? Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging 256 points. Doesn't the president have press people around him saying, you know, Mr. President, maybe today's not really a good day to talk about the economy and how great it is? Dow finished below 13,000. Now, this is important to understand. In the last, 9 months, the Dow has fallen below 13,000 three times. Never happened in the history before. We have seen economic reports that we haven't seen since 1932. NASDAQ. Thank goodness we bought those Apple stocks, honey, at $210 apiece. NASDAQ off almost 100, down 98 points at 2,504. S&P 500, my nemesis, I said it wouldn't get up above 1,500, then it turned me into a liar, but S&P off 35, that's huge, sitting at, Well, since I made that statement, S&P has lost almost 100 points, sitting at 1,411. We'll have all the other horror stories when we return. If this is disturbing for you, I suggest you find an easy listening station, because the bad news is going to keep on flowing. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then PowerMall Global is here for you. PowerMall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. PowerMall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday, Bad Friday, and they should have got a hint at the White House after the Japanese stock market plunged 616 points. Well, I guess they got a little excited because the price of oil dropped a buck. Oil closed down $1.47 at $97.71. Oh, thank goodness for that. U.S. dollar index, although it was down most of the day, finally ended up 2 basis points at 75.92. Nobody can explain that one to me. In the metals complex, as you know, gold closes long before Wall Street shuts down, so it could have been a plus day for gold, but it declined $2.80 at the close to end the week at $863.70. Silver off a nickel at $15.35, platinum off $2 at $1,545, palladium reversing the trend, up a dollar at $3.73. This being Friday, if you want to comment about what the insanity that went on in Iowa last night, you want to talk about the financial markets, anything that you like, you can call in. 800-313-9443. Feel free. It's Friday. Free-flowing Friday. I will obviously destroy a lot of sacred cows in this hour. But then again, I'll try and be politically correct as possible, but unfortunately, I won't be able to. The plunge on stocks today, which in large part was thanks to the jobs report, which was also bogus. When you look at the numbers and you get – you see, most people just listen to the number. They don't look inside the number. And when you look inside the number, that you find the paltry job gains that were reported were primarily government jobs, not private sector. According to Kevin Giddes, Managing Director of Fixed Income Trading at Morgan Keegan and Company, he says, that stink that you may smell was the jobs number. The December employment report failed at almost all levels to convince traders that the U.S. economy isn't headed for a recession. I submit to you, my friends, forget, are we heading into a recession? We are in a recession. Nobody wants to admit it, just like they didn't want to admit it in 2002. And this is not rocket science. All you got to do is go grocery shopping and look at what you paid for basic essentials last year, what you're paying for this year. This time last year, you were paying $2.30 for a gallon of gas. Now you're paying $3, up 70 cents, a sizable chunk. But we haven't even seen the fun begin yet. Wait till you start paying $4 for a gallon of gas and the president comes out and says, don't worry, everything's fine. Which, by the way, the president said that his economic stimulus plan is on hold until the State of the Union address, which comes out up around about, well, when he gets back from Israel. The president's going to Israel next week. He's going to be staying at the King David Hotel, which I find rather interesting in and of itself, because it was the King David Hotel that was bombed by a terrorist attack many years ago by the former Prime Minister of Israel, what's his name, Menachem Begin, who was a terrorist. And we're surrounded by terrorists, but we apparently have a war on terrorists, but we define who the terrorists are and who the good guys are. But anyway, that's going to be another one of those. Let's see. Israeli peace accord, what's this now? What are we up to? 3,555 peace accords with no peace. Why is there no peace? Because they don't want peace. Well, don't get me started on Israel. What can I tell you about the economy? I'll tell you what you do. You buy gold and you buy lots of it. It is no more complicated than that. If you want to sit on the fence and you want to bicker around, well, maybe we'll get a pullback in gold and maybe it'll go down to 700 and I'll buy it then. Forget about it. You ain't going to see $700 gold. Better chance of thinking about what you're going to do when gold's $1,000 an ounce. Well, pretty much that's where it is right now. If you want to buy a 1 ounce gold coin, American Gold Eagles right now is sitting at $905. Well, I might as well run this because we have a special. We don't often get these coins in. And unfortunately, just before I went on the air, I guess the hour before, because Mr. Stadtmiller, a little under the weather, I guess they ran a rerun of Tuesday's program with Bob Chapman. Don't know how long ago that show was, but that was a rerun. And no, I can't offer the same deal that we did. I can't even offer you the same deal we did on Monday. Or Tuesday, whenever it was. Well, what was this? I'm losing track of time. I think it was Tuesday a week ago when we were offering British sovereigns at $200. Well, forget $200 British sovereigns. British sovereigns are now $230. But we have, and I have access to 100 of these. That's it. And I personally have not seen these come across my desk in quite a while. These are French francs. These are 100 franc coins, and and we got a couple of Napoleon the Thirds and some French angels. Now, these coins contain, as you know, I always tell you what the gold content of coins is. We've got gold content here of 0.9335, which is the same gold content, excuse me, I've got a little frog in my throat, as U.S. $20 gold pieces. And while we have them, they're yours for $950. These are all dated, and these are all uncirculated. We have dates going back to 1855. We don't have, as I said, we don't have many of them. We've got 100 of them. If you want to get some, then that's fine. And I just see my producer has said the program that you... Oh, no wonder I'm getting phone calls. Jeez Louise, the rerun that you just heard the hour before the National Intel Report was from November the 27th. No wonder I'm getting so many phone calls. People see what kind of deals those are. So if you want to, as I said, if you want to pick up these, they're very unique. And as you can see, they're only selling for a small premium over its gold content. And as I said, we have 100 in the French francs and Napoleon the Thirds and French angels. You can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. Now, watching the events unfold last night was... was amazing to behold. I've often said that I've pretty much been to every state in the Union outside of... I've driven through every state in the Union. I never stayed in Iowa. I've never had a desire to stay in Iowa. And obviously last night illustrates why I've never had a desire to stay in Iowa, as not to disparage some of the good people that are in Iowa, and there may be even some people listening from Iowa at this time. But I have to tell you that the cold weather that you are suffering up there has obviously affected your ability to rationalize anything. Either that or the small amount of evangelicals that pushed Mike Huckabee over the top. As I said the other day when we were talking to Charles Carlson, I personally think that these evangelicals, these rapture monkeys, as they call them, are more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Because they, for whatever strange reason, decided to throw logic out of the window and support a socialist. And Mike Huckabee is not a conservative in any way, shape, or form. He puts on a jovial front that many people think is cutesy, almost country, hence the name, Huckabee. But this man is a raving socialist. Besides that, we'll get into a little bit more when we come back. The people he surrounds himself with are the most dangerous people in America.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Lights Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
On this Friday. Yep, waiting on the world to change. Look, Ron Paul, in my opinion, won big time last night. 6 months ago, if I'd have told you you'd get 10%, everybody would have said, you're absolutely crazy. Ron Paul was, without question, the biggest winner. If Mike Huckabee thinks he's got a hope of even getting a marginal showing in New Hampshire. And now I'm putting a lot of faith in New Hampshire, live free or die state, lived there for a while. I know some of the people, and they're very passionate. I just hope that we put to end the silliness of Mike Huckabee and this love affair the media has with him. But let's go to the phones. We've got Phil in San Antonio. Hey, Phil.
Hi, Robbie. I've been a listener to your program for some time, and I always try to catch Bob and you and John together on Tuesdays. And I've been listening to Bob for probably over a year and a half, catching him on different programs. And so far from what I've heard him say, he's been pretty much on the money. And Well, I guess my question to you is, I finally convinced my wife, you know, that we should get out of debt and buy some precious metals. Now, she's not too keen on doing the route that John has on his show, Cash Flow, but we do have a substantial amount of equity in our home. Mm. And so we're going to consolidate our debt, which will lower it considerably, but we'll probably have around $15,000 left. And I've heard you talk so much about gold, but I'm looking at possibly purchasing silver, and I wanted to possibly get an idea of how you feel about it and where do you think it can go? Because, you know, if silver does well, you know, I can pay off my mortgage with it, pay off my equity loan.
Yeah, well, just so you know, I mean, you're kind of asking me the question, which of my two children do I love the most?
Yeah, I know. Just the gold is so expensive.
Well, absolutely. Hence the term poor man's gold.
Yes.
I have no doubt in my mind, and it's going to happen pretty soon.
Well, I heard the economic news. They're finally starting to admit that things are not as hunky-dory as they once were saying.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse, unfortunately.
I mean, and even Hillary's starting to admit it.
Well, they have to. I mean, it's staring them right in the face. Listen, this whole political debate is, forget about health care and giving this and giving that and doing this and doing that. In 6 months from now, every single one of these politicians, outside of Ron Paul, because he's talking about it all the time right now, is going to have to start addressing the economic collapse of America. I mean, there's no ifs, buts about it. I mean, that's just a simple fact of life. what you are dealing with in the not too distant future, once American gold eagles, your basic bullion coin that everybody's familiar with, once it starts selling for over $1,000, a lot of people are going to be thinking just like you are thinking right now. That gold is far too expensive, and obviously they're going to be looking for the next alternative that they can. And it's just in look. I mean, basically, what you're doing is you're looking for insurance against a collapsing dollar.
Exactly.
Nothing more complicated than that. And if you had to say to me, which of the, and I'm not talking about anything else, but just basic. Where am I going to double my money the fastest? Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that for you to double your money in gold right now, obviously gold's got to go to $2,000. In order for you to double your money in silver, silver's got to go to $30. Now, what's the difference between these two metals? Well, first of all, gold's never gone to $2,000 an ounce. Silver has been to $30 many times in its history. The difference between silver and gold is the fact that gold is a monetary metal. Silver is an industrial metal. Now, a lot of people say, well, silver will have a hard time in bad economic conditions because industry will not be buying as much silver because of the slowdown in economic growth. I submit to you that if enough people start buying silver out there, the reality of the deficit in silver will be exacerbated. In other words, right now a lot of people don't realize that all the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time is still above ground, whereas all the silver that's ever been mined has gone. In other words, it's not around. Central banks don't hold vaults full of silver. They have vaults full of gold, but they don't have vaults full of silver. So when enough people start buying up physical silver, that shortfall that's been going on for a long time, there's been a deficit in silver for many years. In other words, what is demanded not only by industry, but obviously by the jewelry industry and obviously investors, has the amount of silver that comes out of the ground has never been able to meet that demand on a yearly basis. And if you look at the figures, you'll find that for the past 14 years, we've been running deficits with silver. In other words, we've been using far more silver than we've actually been producing. Pretty much
actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him, the VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends. Sorry about the small technical problems, but that's what happens when you deal with technology. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it fails. Are you still there, Phil?
Yeah, and then I was just waiting for you to get to the point, because it was getting quite interesting, and then I got a couple more questions. I don't want to hog up the whole show, but...
No. Feel free, brother. It's Friday.
Okay. But anyway, you're getting to your point about silver, and you were saying that basically there's becoming a shortage in it.
Well, sure. I mean, you got to look at... I mean, there's a number of reasons why, and this goes for gold as well. I mean, you got to understand something. If you remember back, why are we facing this oil crunch that we're facing right now? Well, under George Bush 1's administration, they drove down the price of oil to like 10 bucks a barrel, which effectively what that did is it shut down pretty much any oil exploration in the United States, because it wasn't feasible for wildcatters to go out and look for oil at $10 a barrel. And so all these operations were shut down. Now, likewise, in the 90s, when you had gold dropping to $250 and silver to $3 an ounce, this too did exactly the same thing. It shut down all the it wasn't worthwhile for miners to go looking for silver and gold. So these mines subsequently shut down. Now the problem is, and I'm sure it's the same thing with oil as it is with mines, once you shut down a mine, you can't just, you know, leave it there dormant and then start it up, you know, a few years later when the prices move higher, because usually what happens is when you abandon a mine, it fills up with water and it's a nightmare. So not only throw that into the mix, but we've had so many environmental laws that have come on the books since then. Right now, it's cost prohibitive for anybody to want to open up any new gold or silver mines anywhere in the United States. So you've had not only the shortage of metal for many years, but the possibility of any new discoveries being made are so far off. If they made a silver discovery anywhere outside of the United States today, it would still take them at least 5 to 7 years before they got it online. So you will find, as I said, that once you got gold over $1,000, and a lot of people start looking for the alternative to gold, which is silver, which is the reason why they called it poor man's gold, any demand exceeding the current demand that we are now facing is going to dry up all available supplies of silver, and that in and of itself, in my opinion, could push silver not only way past $30 an ounce, but in the not too distant future, we may be talking about $100 an ounce silver. And there's some people in my business who think $200 silver is attainable. So
it's kind of like, you know, gold's tell. It follows gold as gold goes up.
Well, not necessarily, but I definitely think that once gold does breach $1,000 an ounce, the interest and the demand for silver is going to push silver prices way high. And then the only thing we've got to worry about is the government.
Okay. Now, can I purchase silver through Republic Trading?
Sure.
Okay. And my next question is, if I have, say, $15,000 in silver, and the time comes when things start getting kind of difficult and stuff, how do you convert the silver? I mean, how could you say, if I had this money in my account or in a savings vault, I mean, will the bank, I'm sure
no.
they will take, how they how do
no.
they go about converting
no.
it to whatever I need, if I wanted
well,
to pay my mortgage?
First of all, banks don't deal in gold and silver.
Okay.
You'd have to sell it the same way as you bought it. In other words, you call up a dealer like myself.
Okay.
And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of dealers around the country that are more than willing to take that silver off your hands. The only negative thing that I can say about silver, especially with, say, $15,000 worth of silver, you ain't going to pick up $15,000 worth of silver and run down the street with it in your pocket.
No, I know that. I know that.
It just to give you an idea, $15,000 worth of silver will weigh, give or take, about 95 pounds.
A lot of silver.
The most popular form of silver, just because of the price factor, and I have a problem with a lot of people with this price factor thing. Junk bags of silver, for instance, contain 720 ounces of silver. If you melt it down and you take out the impurities, made up of quarters and dimes, it's shipped in 2.5-gallon drywall paint buckets, weighs about 60 pounds. On junk silver, you're going to pay 50 cents over spot for it. When you sell it, they will bid you 50 cents back of spot. So pretty much you've got a, when you add it all together, you got a dollar premium in the silver price. That obviously is your cost of handling and all that kind of good stuff. Silver Eagles. Sure, you're gonna pay a little bit more for Silver Eagles, but the bottom line is when you go to sell Silver Eagles, you're gonna get a lot more for a Silver Eagle than you are gonna get for a junk bag of silver. I mean, right now on Silver Eagles, you get a dollar over spot. I'm sure that when silver gets to $30, you'll most probably get $4 or $5 over spot for Silver Eagles, where you must probably get a dollar back on spot at that time for a junk bag of silver. And then you've also got the added incentive, and I might as well talk about this as well, because I thought the U.S. Mint 2007 silver and gold eagles would be an exceedingly small mintage. And coming up to November, it was a small mintage, but then we got the December figures out about a week ago, and there was a lot of buying going on in December of silver eagles and quarter ounce American gold eagles, and it pushed the numbers way up. So the premium on 2007 silver eagles still stands at a dollar, but had it been a small mintage year, you could have got, well, for instance, a 96 Silver Eagle right now, you could sell it on eBay for about $100. So
oh, wow.
you always have that benefit of when you buy Silver Eagles. For instance, 2008, I think, probably is also going to be a good year for Silver Eagles, just simply because with the advent of all these ETFs that are out there, silver and gold ETFs, people like ETFs for a very simple reason, is because they don't have to deal or worry with the storage because they're buying paper. But you have to remind yourself that's what you're doing. You're buying paper. And then when you sell silver ETFs or gold ETFs, you've also got to bear in mind that unlike physical metal, you have to pay your capital gain. Well, you don't even have an option. They take your capital gains right out of it, which is about 18%.
And you did say the only thing we probably have to worry about is maybe the government.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to the gold confiscation. Just simply because when you look at the numbers of how much gold and silver is in private hands in America today, it's such a minuscule amount that, number one, they would have zero compliance for people handing in their gold and silver, number one. Number two, it would most probably be the worst message America could send to the rest of the world with a declining dollar, that the government has become so desperate that it is confiscating the wealth of its citizens. And when you think of it, I mean, this is a lot different to what it was in 1933. The government today knows that if it wants to confiscate your wealth, all it's got to do is raise taxes, and they can achieve the same objective.
Yeah. And would you keep your silver, would you keep it in a safe, would you keep it on hand with you, or would you trust the bank to hold it in their vault? They were run on the bank or whatever the case is.
Well, when it comes to silver, as I told you, if it's junk silver, for instance, we ship it in a 2.5 gallon drywall paint bucket. I just slop some paint on it and stick it in my garage.
Okay.
I mean, nobody would know it's there unless they try to pick up the pail.
Right.
And they go, ooh, why is this thing weighing 60 pounds?
Yeah.
Gold is a little different. Gold is obviously a lot more compact. In other words, if you had $15,000 worth of gold, you could put it in your pocket, and yes, you could run down the road very fast. Silver. The only negative thing I would ever say about silver is it's a little bulky.
Yeah, I understand that. But if it went to $100, and I sold it, I don't understand all your lingo as far as some of the what you're talking about. I'm forgiving for my ignorance. But will I be able to sell it at that current price? to another dealer, let me
put it to you this way. If silver was $100 an ounce, and you wanted to sell, you'd most probably get $99 an ounce for it. In other words, the spot price that you see every day on silver, and it doesn't matter what commodity you pick, whether it's silver and gold, whether it's pork bellies, whether it's unleaded gasoline, any commodity that's traded, the price, the closing price that you see each and every day is not a fixed price. There's no law that says that's the price a dealer has to pay for that particular commodity. It's simply an indication. To give you an example, right now, if you were to buy a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, it'll cost you $1,600 because you got platinum priced at $1,550. If you wanted to sell a 1 ounce American platinum gold eagle today, you won't get more than $1,200 for it. And that's just the price that dealers are prepared to pay. In other words, they are not bound by any law to pay you $1,550 for that 1 ounce platinum coin. So they will set their price based on, and in large part they set their prices based on how many, it's basic, orders in, orders out. In other words, if they buying more than they selling, then they will adjust their premiums accordingly. It's the same thing that they do with stocks. If there's a huge demand for a specific stock, brokers will up the premiums. I mean, this is when the IPO craze of the 90s was going along and you saw an IPO listing of a dot-com stock at $35, but when you called up your broker, he was telling you it was $95 if you wanted to buy it. And that was just simply based on how many people wanted that stock and how many stocks were available. So if there was a greater number of people who wanted it versus how much they had to sell, then they would simply increase the premium.
And Robbie, one more thing, if I may ask you. In my mind, it's kind of difficult to realize what a currency crash would be like. Could you possibly give us a scenario of what a currency crash would, what would exactly be taking place during a currency crash, especially, say, with our dollar?
Well, we are going through a currency crash right now. It's just you can't see it.
Okay.
If you were an American businessman who obviously was traveling overseas on a regular basis, you would be very aware of the collapsing currency.
Okay.
Because just simply the cost. The thing that made me laugh leading up to Christmas is all these traders on Wall Street who were telling us how Europeans were gonna save the Christmas season for America because the dollar was so cheap that they saw great bargains in America. And you even had people in the real estate business saying, "Oh yes, look at all this Manhattan real estate prices continually to be very well received by foreigners who see great bargains in the United States because of the declining dollar." But a declining currency, you will see it reflected at your gas pump. You'll see it reflected in your grocery store.
Oh, I see that already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm one of these people that is very politically incorrect in the food that I eat. And I don't even drink whole milk. I drink half and half.
Okay.
And a pint of half and half right now is $4.
Yeah, I'm paying like $5.
Yes. I mean, it's ridiculous. A year ago it was, I don't know, $1.95.
So that reflects how fast the currency is dropping.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when we're talking about $100 a barrel oil. Why are we dealing with $100 barrel oil? Is it the? John Edwards last night was saying how it's the oil companies gouging the American consumer It's got nothing to do with oil companies gouging the American consumer. It has everything to do with the declining value of the dollar.
Okay, okay.
All right,
well,
Phil.
Robbie, thank you so much for your wealth of knowledge, and I will be giving you a call.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a short break and be right back. Wrap it all up for this week. Oh, strap yourself in for next week.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We'll have to scratch this particular. I thought we got rid of Bruce Springsteen and Merry Christmas, considering it's now January and Christmas is but a memory. Let's go to Mike in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Robbie. Happy New Year.
You too, brother.
Thank you. Hey, Robbie, given today's carnage on Wall Street, I think gold did surprisingly well.
Oh, it did very well. And you've got to bear in mind, gold closed before pretty much Wall Street fell out of bed.
Yeah, but I mean, Wall Street was going down throughout the day, and gold still held up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think they, let me use a Wall Street analogy. Traders decided to take profits while they had something to take profits on.
Yeah. that's a fair way of putting it. A quick question about, I don't hear you talk about platinum much. Would you recommend, what's your feeling on that?
As I said, I mean, this is a problem that you're dealing with platinum right now.
Okay.
You're going to be paying close to $1,600 for an American Eagle platinum coin.
Okay.
You will not find a dealer out there that would pay you more than $1,200 for
it. Well, here's the thing. I'm just looking at a website called apmex.com, apmex.com, okay? And I'm looking at the the buy price on – this is them buying off you, okay? And this is like a random choice. It says it is $1,518 they will buy off you, and the sell price is $1,583.
Well, so, that's what their website says.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
You know, I mean, there's a big difference between what a website says it will do, and what it will actually do.
Okay.
An individual company, just like Republic Trading Group, for instance. If you buy product from them, they obviously will give you, when you go to sell, they will give you a better price than if you bought it from someone else.
Gotcha.
So, although they say it on there, because I had this experience about 2 weeks ago. I had a client called up, wanted to sell a couple of platinum pieces to me. I called around to my, and I deal with three or four of the major wholesalers in the country. Yeah. And not one of them wanted to pay me more than $1,200 for
it. Why do we have that much of a spread on platinum?
Well, platinum the standard is platinum is 10 times rarer than gold. In other words, you get an ounce of gold out of a metric ton of dirt. Mm-hmm. Platinum, you've got to get 10 metric tons to get an ounce of platinum. Platinum, pretty much like silver, because of its industrial applications in the automotive industry and the chemical industry, once they've used it, it's gone.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's the biggest producer of platinum in the world happens to be South Africa, and the reason you've seen platinum jump as it is has got nothing to do with anything more than obviously the unrest in South Africa.
Okay. Another question, please, Robbie, quickly. When you talk about eagles, are you also implying sort of buffaloes as well?
Sure.
Okay. And what about maple leaves versus eagles? The same thing.
I'd stick with the eagles.
Robbie, thanks a lot.
Maple leaves have got a mirror finish on them, and they're easy to scratch. And you
okay,
lose
Robbie. Quick. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Thanks
a lot,
brother.
Take care.
Well, I trust you have a great weekend, my friends. And we'll see you next week. It's going to be a fun week, especially with... and I hope that the Live Free or Die State lives up to its name once. Till then, goodbye.
Since 19... 19-